Welcome to the Fourth Innings Podcast. I am your host, Stuart Love, and you're joined by Jamie Hawkins, Stuart Tomlin, and Charlie Concher. Hi everyone, and welcome to the Fourth and Inches podcast with your host Stuart Love. Again, I'll be solo this week, keeping it short and sweet. Just had a lot going on with rehab and my therapy groups, which have been getting more intense as the weeks draw in, as I basically get out fully at the end of next month. So very exciting times. It's been a long 3 months. But just keeping things going, keeping focus, so that's good. Stuart Tomlin, Charlie Concher and Jamie Hawkins will all be back. That's the other members of the Fourth and Inches podcast team for the playoffs and going into the Super Bowl, then into the off-season training camp and so forth. I'll just quickly go over the Week 12 game recaps. I mean, we had the Bills 28, Lions 25. I mean, the Lions are fighting hard at the moment and, you know, they're going places. They're building something for the future. Cowboys 28, Giants 20. Vikings 33, Patriots 26. Don't know what's going on at the moment. I mean, Matt Patricia just... He's a mess. That's all I can say. The Browns Buccaneers, I mean, Browns 23, Buccaneers 17. Did not see that coming at all. Bengals 20, Titans 16. Absolutely crazy. Dolphins 30, Texans 15. Absolute blowout in that first half. Jets 31, Bears 10. You know, the Jets decided to bench Zach Wilson after they refused to accept responsibility for his poor play after last week's loss to the Patriots. The Bears, meanwhile, had to go with Trevor Siemian because Justin Fields suffered an injury in Atlanta the week prior. There was some speculation with Nathan Peterman that we would get a nod for Chicago after Simon got hurt in pre-game warm-ups, but Simon was able to play. The Commanders 19, Falcons 13. I mean, Falcons are terrible, which obviously are playing mass dealers this week. The Commanders are just unbelievable, and I'm happy for the Commanders UK guys, especially Andy Burrows, who's got a fantastic podcast. If you're a Commanders fan, I would highly recommend going checking that out. The big shock, the Jaguars 28, Ravens 27. Did not see that coming in a month of Sundays. That was a complete shock. And then Panthers 23, Broncos 10. What do you expect? The Broncos are absolutely shocking at the moment. You know, when you start to look at some of the stats that were going out, you know, Darnold completed 11 and 19 passes for 164 yards and a touchdown. Foreman ran for 113 yards and 24 carries. Moore had 4 receptions for 103 yards and a touchdown. Wilson completed 19 of 35 passes for 142 yards and a touchdown. Murray ran for 92 yards on 13 carries. And Cortland Sutton had 6 catches for 75 yards. So, going into this week, I think we're going to see some big upsets going forward. I mean, week 12 came with more crazy finishes. I mean, where the Chargers made a great escape at Arizona, the Ravens and Buccaneers weren't so fortunate, as I just said before, on the road, blowing that late lead. The Seahawks also had got stunned at home by the Raiders. There's also some more predictable outcomes, as the Chiefs, Eagles, 49ers and Dolphins took care of business at home as per. That gives us more confidence for stronger picks at Fourth and Inches and predictions against the spread for going into week 13. It's another almost full slate this time, only the Cardinals and Panthers leaving 15 matchups to navigate from Thursday to Monday. Here is obviously the latest fearless forecast of what I've got in mind. So obviously the midweek game, Bills at Patriots. I've got Bills win 24-20, but the Bills win 27-10. The Bills and the Patriots had the different road results against the NFC North on Thanksgiving, with Buffalo edging Detroit and New England failing in Minnesota. Their first meeting of the season should be that sort of prodigious type typical division result, with Mac Jones playing better and the Patriots staying in the game with a rushing attack. But in the end, they have too many coverage issues to contain Josh Allen. So, yeah, my pick was 24-20, but to fail cover spread, but the Bills won 27-10. The game of the week has got to be Chiefs at Bengals. The Chiefs have been hot with Patrick Mahomes in the passing game, but they still have limited options beyond Travis Kelce, and they have not consistently committed or that effective running. The Bengals will be more versatile, multiple and explosive around Joe Burrow, with Joe Mixon and Jamar Chase likely to return to help power the running and deep passing games. In another epic duel, Mahomes gets edged by Burrow's led field goal drive on the last home possession. I'm actually going to go Bengals 30, Chiefs 27. The upset of the week, Titans over the Eagles. The Titans present it is a tricky matchup, to be honest, for the Eagles on both sides of the ball because of the relentless power rushing attack with Derrick Henry and their stout run defence. The Eagles will work with Jalen Hurts and that downfield passing game well with a motivated revenge game for the former Titans wide receiver AJ Brown. But look for a hammer and Henry to play spoiler with Mike Vrabel's team sneaks away with another physical battle of attrition. Ravens Broncos. Well, the Ravens defense went back to having major lapses against the pass against Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars last week. There's nothing like that to worry about with Russell Wilson and an evaporating Broncos offense, save for the running of fill-in Latavius Murray, who ran for the Ravens last season. Lamar Jackson will do enough running and short passing to keep the ball moving and avoid mistakes while the Broncos keep folding. Ravens won 27-10. My Steelers at Falcons. I mean, my Steelers are going to get the running game going again here to help the more confident Kenny Pickett, who will see favourable matchups all over the field in the passing game too. The Falcons give the Steelers defence a break with their limited receiving weapons once their own rushing attack is contained in a home game that will feel like Pittsburgh. Steelers win 27-20. Packers at Bears. Now, the Packers aren't sure if Aaron Rodgers can go with his thumb and rib injuries. The Bears are concerned about Justin Fields' left shoulder. There's a bye for both teams in Week 14. So this is very well and could be Jordan Love versus Trevor Siemian, which means the running game versus two bad run defences. Advantage Packers with Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon over the Bears with David Montgomery. Packers win 23-20. Now we've got the Jags at Lions. The Jaguars' passing offence is red hot with Trevor Lawrence and these an exception Travis Etienne will return from a foot injury to help the rushing attack. These teams are similar given slot receivers Christian Kirk and Amon-Ra St. Brown, and they are the go-to guys. The Jaguars have little more young defensive juice around Trevor Walker than the Lions have around Adrian Hutchinson. Lawrence is flat out also already better than Jared Goff. Go with Doug Peterson's Cats. Jets at Vikings. The Vikings figured out the Patriots defense well last week with a heavy dose of Justin Jefferson and their key passing principles. They simply have more firepower around Kirk Cousins than the Jets do around Mike White. Dalvin Cook can also be a big factor rushing and receiving well. White cools off as Cousins stays hot playing off the run. Vikings win 24-17. Commanders against the Giants. Now this is going to be an interesting game. I mean, the Commanders are obviously favoured on the road because this isn't a great matchup for the Giants. Washington have been power running very well between Brian Robinson Jr. and Antonio Gibson, and that becomes New York's huge defensive weakness. The Commanders' defence is playing better all around, but stays especially stout versus the run, which will keep Saquon Barkley cold. Commanders won 20-17. Now, the Browns at Texans. Now, this is all eyes are going to be on this game because of Deshaun Watson. The Browns hype will, I mean, it's just going to be crazy, and it will all be around Deshaun Watson's debut against his former team in an initial revenge game. But this game will all be about Nick Chubb destroying the Texans' run defence. Damian Pierce can do some damage early against the Browns' run defence, but eventually some big plays from Watson will put this game out of reach, and Kyle Allen in uncomfortable spots versus Myles Garrett and co. I'm going to go Browns win 30-17. Seahawks at Rams. The Seahawks are regressing back to the mean because of some run defence issues and ultimately turnovers. Their red zone snags are also catching up with them a bit, to be honest. They can still rebound well with Kenneth Walker and finding the right matchup between DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, but the Rams will stay in it with the necessary run-heavy attack at home. So Seahawks win 23-20. Now this is box office game. Dolphins at 49ers. The Dolphins' offensive tackle are hurting, and that's not a good development for Tua Tagovailoa against Nick Bosa and Samson Epskinson. They will struggle to run well with the 49ers. Likely Jeff Wilson Jr. and Tua Tagovailoa won't have time to hit on big plays to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. The Dolphins' defense will have issues trying to slow down Christian McCarthy, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle. This feels like the Cardinals game for San Francisco as it rebounds from a sort of quiet offensive week 12. The 49ers win 34-21, and yeah, I think it'll be a dominant sort of 10-12 point game. Chargers at Raiders. The Raiders are back to their wild winning ways as they took down the Broncos and Seahawks on the road in overtime in typical crazy comeback fashion. White hot Josh Jacobs can keep carrying the silver and black in the matchup, but expect sizzling Justin Herbert to outduel erratic Derek Carr with plenty of help from Austin Eckler and Keenan Allen. The Chargers need this game in the AFC wildcard chase and won't let the Raiders keep playing spoiler. So Chargers win 34-27. Colts at Cowboys. The Colts will try and stay in this game by pounding plenty of Jonathan Taylor on the Cowboys, but eventually the Cowboys will take control with Dak Prescott and his running backs and put Matt Ryan in a shaky situation against their pass rush. Dallas is hard to slow down at home, and it gets a double dip of overmatched AFC South opponents. The primetime emotional bump says the Cowboys will have all fallen into this trap. Cowboys win 30-14. Now, the Saints at Buccaneers. The Saints got shut out last week as their offence keeps going on an inconsistent ride with Andy Dalton and Alvin Kamara. The Buccaneers continue to be an enigma with not everything clicking around Tom Brady at the same time, but the defence gets a bit of home break here and Brady might be facing a shell of a secondary to help rev up his receivers better. Dalton's disastrous primetime work is also well documented, especially in a hostile road environment. I'm going to go Buccaneers win 24-14. So, thanks for listening, guys. As I said, it's just a nice, short, quick podcast with some predictions. Hopefully they come in. If you guys fancy a bet, get a bet on. Hopefully I can win you some money. The podcast will start to get a wee bit more in-depth with X's and O's and analysis, but I'm just keeping it short and sweet and just keeping the podcast running at the moment until we get the full team together. Thanks for your patience, and I'll speak to you all soon. Have a lovely weekend, guys.